Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This might be another unpopular opinion, but I was going through a move the last couple of days. I moved places.
Okay.
My confession is I don't know why we have to tip movers.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Now, I think tipping has gotten way out of control
it has.
In society.
I'll give you that.
And I know that moving is a terrible job. Like, I would hate to have that job. You're just
not
carrying
fun.
Heavy things and loading and unloading and
heavy crap.
Yeah.
Because most of it is usually crap.
And driving. Hey, don't you say that about my stuff. My stuff is great.
I wasn't talking about you necessarily.
You just said most.
Nah. You know what you did, Chris. Yeah, we know what you did.
Yeah. I didn't mean it like that. I promise.
I have great things.
That's my confession. I didn't mean it like that.
But my whole thing is... So, like, I get it's a lousy job, or it's a tough job to have. Maybe it's a lousy job. Maybe they like it. I don't know. But to me, I put that in with the whole tipping. And by the way, I did tip, all right? Let me put that up in the four. I'm not.
Did you really?
I did.
Okay.
I did. There's three movers. I tipped them all.
You tipped them all. So you didn't just give it and say, hey, split it.
What a nice.
Well, no, I did. No, I did
what
do
a
that.
Good guy.
Yeah, I don't know if that changes it. I did. I said, here, here's for. I gave it to the main guy. And,
okay.
This
I mean,
is for all of you.
That's what most people do.
Yeah. So I did tip. Let me make that clear. But I don't know. Like, what you're getting paid. And I never got the idea of tipping for just the job. Now, if you go above
you
and beyond.
What do you mean? Just okay, I see what
like
you
Like, you're getting
I
paid. You I know it's a tough job. I know it's not ideal. But that is your job. And that's you're getting paid to do it. You're not here for free. And I'm tipping you because you're doing me a favor.
Well, that goes to your point of how tipping has gotten out of hand.
Yes.
Because
you go
most
get a coffee,
now,
they turn around, or not even get a donut, they turn around, grab it, hand it to you, and they ask for a tip.
Yeah, the machine asks for a tip now.
Yeah.
If you're paying, most people pay with a card.
Right.
I know I usually do. Yeah.
Yeah
I card. Usually say, for certain things, I'm like, no tip.
No,
if you just
that.
Grab me a donut, I'm not tipping you.
I never tip at the counter.
I'm not.
I don't know if that makes me a bad person, but no, I never tip at the counter. I'll tip at the restaurant if I sit down and
yeah.
I have a wait
of
staff.
Of course, yeah.
I tip. But I just don't get it. Like I said, if you go above and beyond. So the other one I would also question is like valet.
Valet parking.
Now, if you wash my car while you valet it, then absolutely I'm going to tip because you went above and beyond. But I don't get the idea of just tipping for doing the job that you're getting paid for. And that might sound harsh. And by the way, I do tip valet. I tip all these people. I always tip. Because it's the social norm. I just don't really understand it, is my point, is my confession. And I don't get why we tip movers if they're getting paid. And you might tell me, just like the bartenders or the wait staff, well, they're not getting paid enough because they rely on tips. I don't know how it works in the moving industry. But I also think that's just a ridiculous thing to rely on the consumers to continue to pay your employees. Not to mention, I've done moves, as have you, Chris, of I've done cross-country moves.
Yeah.
I've done highway moves.
Yep.
And that's different where you pay based off of the size. When you do a move like this where I just move down the street, you're paying by the hour.
Okay.
And so, therefore, they have no motivation to move quickly.
Nope.
And we saw...
Drag this out.
I put some stuff in storage. There was another movers. There were other movers there. They were waiting for an elevator. Then we showed up. And when we got on the elevator, the guy said, you take this elevator. I'll wait. I said, yeah, because you're getting paid by the hour. You're in no rush.
Oh, man.
And then later on during my move, I was there keeping an eye on my
Scamming
movers.
You.
This mover for somebody else, just sitting down, him and his coworker, sitting down on a cooler outside their truck just drinking sodas.
I mean, get your ass up.
With all this furniture still sitting there.
And get up.
You get paid by the hour. So that's another thing. Like, you're already
hey, everything is a hustle.
Squeezing me.
Everything is a hustle.
For all this money. Then I got a tip on top of it.
Everything.
I don't get it.
I just go into everything realizing everything is a hustle.
It's
everyone's trying to hustle you. Everybody. Including the movers. They're trying to hustle you. And they are hustling you.
Yeah. So there was when I did my last highway move, they tacked on all these fees when they arrived to drop off my stuff. For whatever. After we had already talked, after we had already given a quote,
yep,
I gave them all the
do.
Information.
That's how they do.
Tacked on all this stuff. So at the end, the guy had the gall to then ask me. He said, like, so are you gonna tip me? I said, no, you already took your tip with all those extra fees. I'm not tipping you.
How many fees? Like 5, 6 extra fees?
Yeah, it was like an extra.
Wow.
No lie. It was only one mover, too, by the way. There was supposed to be multiple. Only one guy showed up. And so it took longer. I had to help him. I carried my own. I did half the move.
And he still wanted to tip.
Yeah, but I said, I'm not tipping you. Not only did I do the move, but you also, because of all these extra fees, like that was the money I
that
pulled,
was your
pulled
tip.
Out. I pulled out cash to give you for a tip. I just had to give it to you for these
That's
other
crazy.
Nonsensical fees. So anyways.
I'm sure he wasn't happy about that.
No, and I wasn't happy with him and his service. You should only tip for good service.
Everybody
anyways.
Left unhappy. Good.
So yeah, might make me an unpopular guy, might be an unpopular opinion. I think tipping's gotten ridiculous, and I just don't get the idea of tipping movers. I mean, that's the job. It's a sucky job, but that's the job.
These are my confessions.
All right, I guess I kind of have an extra one here. First off, I've been in Houston less than a year now, and I must confess, and y'all know this already, drivers suck down here.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks at driving down here.
It took you less than
Everyone.
A year to realize that?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been here quite a year yet, but it just seems like it gets worse every time I get on the road, and it almost doesn't matter what highway. Now that's not even my real confession. My actual confession is I am not even as a football fan and, you know, a broadcaster, writer, all these things I do. I am not now, nor have I ever been as bothered by the whole Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing as most of you are. That is my confession. I know that's a big thing for football fans and they hate seeing her during Chiefs games on TV, but it's never really bothered me that much. And I don't really understand, kind of like how Luke doesn't understand the whole tipping culture now. Yeah. I've never understood why everyone gets so irritated at it. I don't get it. They're showing her. You understand what they're doing. You understand the NFL. You get it. They're trying to bring in new watchers, viewers with her fan base. We understand that. They show her for a split second and they go back to the game. I have never understood the big issue over the whole Taylor Swift anger in terms of Travis Kelce and being at his games. That's my confession today. Yeah, it's an odd one.
Sorry about that.
Hey, it's all right. Stopped. I can also tell you that to take you behind the curtain, I mean, here in this building, after the news, our sister station with Swift.
I know.
And the ratings went through the roof for that. So,
you know,
say what you want about T-Swift, but follow the paper trail. Right? I mean, there's follow the money. There's a lot of
the money trail.
Yeah, there's a lot of fans.
Oh, now I can hit this.
These are my confessions.
Oh, man. My confession, just real quick. Do y'all get tired of these start times just not being the actual start times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
last night, I was going to watch Miami-Notre Dame, and it was 6:30 p.m. I was like, okay, cool. It didn't start till like 6:45.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can we just be honest here about when the game actually starts?
Yeah, they get you tuning in a little bit extra.
I have a problem with it, but I know a lot of people have bigger problems because it's like it's kind of misleading in a way. I don't know. I just it's not as big of a deal. I just find it as more of an annoyance because I'm like, okay, let's go.
Well, you got to find, you know, there's the start time and then you got to find what time is the actual kickoff.
Yeah, that's what I need to start doing right now is finding when the actual kickoff
is. You can find that as well because they're going to be two different things. When they say start time, that means the broadcast. We're going to start broadcasting at 6:30, but we may not kick off for another 30 minutes. That's what it is.
It's annoying.
That's how they get us, though.
Yep.
I don't know. I just think with, you know, with ESPN Plus broadcast, when I do broadcast, broadcast starts at 7 o'clock, but the game starts at 7:02, but 7 o'clock is when we get on the air.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. That's not that big of a deal because it's only 2 minutes. But then it's like...
Not 30.
It's not 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Like I get there's a pregame show, then there's the kickoff or tip-off show.
It's misleading.
It is, just to get you there.
It is misleading.
I mean, hey, we're kind of, we do teases in the radio business to keep your, so you tune in too. So it's just the idea of trying to get you to stick around, to get you to tune in. And
that's what it's about.
Increase the numbers.
I'm with you. It is annoying.
We want those eyeballs, man. Yeah.
What is Luke going to hate on next? Tune in.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Call that a tease.
I'll
give you one more. I did not like, and this is, I guess, more of a serious issue. I did not like that after Jim Irsay passed away, we get this story last week about him relapsing 3 times.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Before his death. Who cares? And originally, The Athletic, who I know you've already been pounding on today.
Critical of.
Yeah. The Athletic initially kind of used that as the reason for his death, and then they sent out a correction.
As they should have.
That, no, it wasn't on the death certificate. It was, you know, it happened previously before his death. So as I understand it, like, he did relapse, but they were unrelated to his actual death. He didn't die by overdosing or, you know, whatever from a relapse. So to me, why it's a non-story.
That's almost like gotcha journalism.
It is. I think it's offensive. Like, if I was the family and they said, the Athletic said, like, they, or I think New York Times, which is now part of the Athletic. Yeah. They spoke with five sources who, like, confirmed it. And also, who are these sources?
That's my question. What five sources did you speak
that with? After Jim, they must not have been friends of his. After he passed away, they're going to the media anonymously and like, hey, by the way, he relapsed. Who cares if he relapsed? It has nothing to do with, like, what transpired. And it doesn't matter to us that he, like, I just don't get why this became a story.
He's gone
and
now.
Why we were running with it. And everyone was, I heard everyone talking about it last week and almost talking about, not springing that up in a sad way, like, oh, that's sad, he relapsed, he continued to struggle with his addiction until he passed away. No instead using it as, like, an explanation. Oh, he passed away? Yeah, of course, because he relapsed.
It's salacious.
Yeah, which is, I think it's silly.
Lazy.
It's an addiction.
That too, yeah.
It's an addiction. He doesn't want to have to deal with that. You know, like, it's not easy.
Well, it's a disease.
It is a disease.
It really is.
You know, and so I thought it was nasty work for these media outlets to put out that story, for the snitches to go to the media and tell after he passed away when it wasn't related to his actual death or, like, anything else. We didn't need to know that information. It's just to almost, like, dance on the grave or pour more salt in the wound of, like, yeah, he passed away, but also, did you know he relapsed three times in the past?
Yeah.
You know, he was doing drugs again? Who cares? When somebody gets sick, when a smoker smokes their whole life, you know, you don't refuse treatment for their cancer because you think, like, you got what you deserved.
Mm.
But yet, for some reason, when it's substance abuse, and in this case with Jim Irsay, it's kind of like, well, you know, he used drugs. Like,
now it happened.
He had it coming to him.
Yeah.
You know, we know cigarettes are no good either. People still use them, and when people get sick, you're still empathetic. But there was not, I didn't see that same empathy for Jim Irsay.
No.
And I don't know. I didn't get it. It made me kind of sick, really. But that's just me. Coming up, usually this time every Monday, here on In the Loop, they do winners and losers of the weekend. We're going to do that next, college football edition. Really kind of just zero in on one game in particular. And we'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.